My story today is about a big boat called the Titanic. This boat was built in England and it was started its sail in April in 1912. It started to go across the Atlantic Ocean. It was as big as an 11-story apartment and about 4 city blocks long. It had big engines and very powerful, and it had a double housing on it in case it leaked in one, it wouldn't leak in the other. The people said it was unsinkable. There were over 2,200 passengers. Many rich people wanted to ride on that Titanic on her first voyage from England to New York. So they set out to sail. And they were aboard, and they had nice food and games and dancing, and they were having the time of their life. The captain had told Freddie Fleet to look out for icebergs, although he wasn't very worried. So Freddie watched for icebergs, and they were sailing along in the Atlantic, and they were pretty well across on this side. When Freddie saw a huge dark thing before him, it was a huge iceberg. So he rang the gong and the signal for danger, and he picked up the phone and he said to the captain, "Iceberg ahead." And the captain came up and they watched this big floating mountain of ice ahead as it grew larger and larger, and they hung onto the ship expecting it to crash, but they sort of got by the iceberg, but it hit in the side of the ship and it tore a hole about one-third of the length of that ship, and the captain knew as the water gushed in that the ship that they said was unsinkable was going to sink. So they got the lifeboats out, and they tried to get the people to go on the lifeboats. They said the ship's going to sink, but many didn't pay any attention. Some even laughed. But the ship started to sink, and then the people crowded in, but they couldn't get them in fast enough. And the results was that 1,500 people were lost because they never got into lifeboats. That was sad, but sadder still, boys and girls, we're in a world that's sinking down into ruin. And unless you get off and get into the lifeboat, the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be like the people that perished in the Titanic. They went down to a watery grave, but you'll go down to eternal ruin. Why not trust the Savior? Get in the lifeboat. Receive Christ as your Savior and get off the sinking ship and be saved today.